Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you listen to the Brett Mega Show, do you remember the time that we jumped into a random pool just to kick off summer? That happened. Do you remember the time that Hannah slapped me across the face? Oh, yeah, that happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the time that we ate Thanksgiving dinner in a U-Haul? Oh, yeah, that happened. And we're still calling this the craziest video we've ever released.
Yeah, no kidding.
These are all things that we have done on the show, and this might be the wildest and craziest thing because we almost killed the baby. The baby survived. Watch the video that is posted on Instagram at the Brett Mega Show. See how close I was to actually taking out a baby who was just walking in Forest Park casually with her mom when I threw a beer after shotgunning it at 10 a.m. That's a real thing. Posted it for you at Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. Let's break down some entertainment news.
It's going down, down, woo! Baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Beyoncé's Act 2, Cowboy Carter, is finally released. So let's break that down. First of all, there were some rumors that just weren't true. Travis Scott and Taylor Swift were not on this album. That was just like thrown around probably by TMZ. But that doesn't even matter. Forget them because we have so many more collaborations and appearances on this album than we ever thought. So first of all, Post Malone is on the song Levi's Jeans. Kevin, play that for us.
The song is really sexy, and there's a lot of like what Kevin just played is them harmonizing. There's a part where Post goes, there's Beyonce does, and they harmonize really good together, which I was kind of surprised because Post is like such a rapper who sings with autotune, but him crossing into a country is cool. Like, it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Next up is Miley Cyrus. She made an appearance on Two Most Wanted. This is like probably my favorite one on the album.
I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. Baby, driving you crazy anytime you like.
It's kind of like badass woman empowerment.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we're the most wanted, we're misunderstood, and that's just how it works. It's how you have to do it to do anything, and I love that.
I just love that. And so we've been hearing rumors about Jolene and what's going to happen with that, and Beyonce did remake Jolene, and she said she was going to do it in a Beyonce way. And holy cow, did she mean it.
Jolene, 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 I'm wanting you, don't come for my man.
Warning you.
Yeah, I mean, she just like changed some of the lyrics to make it more hers, and it works, and it's so incredibly beautiful. But Dolly Parton does make her own special appearance on the album, not really in a song, but in an interlude. Play that
for us,
Kev.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly B. You know that hussy with the good hair you sang about? Reminded me of someone I knew back when, except she has flaming locks of auburn hair. Bless her heart. Just a hair of a different color, but it hurts just the same.
That is freaking awesome.
So cool to do the interlude for Jolene and just like saying that, like how they can relate, and the reference to Becky with the good hair from the Lemonade album.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh my God, it's awesome. Wow.
I love this. I've been seeing some things on the internet of like people aren't liking it. They don't understand why it's framed country. They don't like Beyonce going down this avenue. I love it. I think it sounds great, and I think it's so powerful. This is a powerful album. I love that Beyonce can do it all.
I love that. Yeah, I agree with you. I've seen, you know, there's been this like controversy in the country world. Like, does she belong on country radio stations and all that? What I did agree with was this hype that Beyonce had said was before the album came out, she said, this isn't going to be a country album. It's a Beyonce album. And I really did feel like it's Beyonce's music in this weird country genre, because when I listen to it, I'm like, I don't feel like I'm listening to a country album. I don't feel like I'm listening to a hip-hop album. I don't feel like I'm listening to a genre. And that's what I think is very Beyonce, is she can't be put into a box. And if you listen to this album, it can't be put into a box. And that's what Trailblazers do. She breaks every rule. And that's, I think, empowering to women, is Beyonce once again says, there's no rules for us, right, ladies. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's cool about this album.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps. Let's hear it for Cowboy Carter, baby. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Yesterday was opening day across Major League Baseball. We're going to get you ready. Something's got a hold on me. Sorry, Teddy. We're going to get you ready for opening day here just after Teddy. Lately.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Stifler's mom, Jennifer Coolidge, is going to be in St. Louis to deliver the 2024 commencement address at Washington University.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is hilarious. Awesome. So she's going to be addressing more than 3,000 members of the class of 2024 at WashU. And the like representative said, our students certainly deserve all to... Our students certainly... Hold on. Our students certainly all deserve to enjoy a few laughs together after putting in such serious work after the past few years. This is the 163rd commencement ceremony, and it's going to be on Monday, May 13th for all the students.
It was between Hannah and Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome. I think Jennifer Coolidge is going to be so funny, but also super powerful.
Yes.
Like, I think that's what, like... Commencement speeches, they usually ask like former presidents, right, or big time like newsworthy people, but the best ones have a mixture of power, funny, and that's the things that are so memorable. And
absolutely,
like, so they do a good job of all of that. That's the stuff that sticks with you. I feel like she's gonna be perfect.
I'm still confused. I just think it's like completely random.
It does feel like, so, I mean, I do, they like celebrity grabs.
So I was like, I'm a huge White Lotus fan. Here we go.
I mean, she's had such a huge career.
Yeah.
And I do think she is an interesting career too. Like, she's paved her own path. There's, if you can think of Jennifer Coolidge, name another actress like her. She's in a category of her own. There's
I
no one
like
else like her.
Kind of in her comeback era. I feel like I'm hearing her more and more. I know she's on a lot of like commercials and advertisements, especially on this station. So I don't know. She might be making like her rounds.
Legacy career too. Like, yeah, like crazy, man.
Yeah, so she'll be at Wash U, as funny as it is. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.